Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We have an exciting lesson for you today from the Developing a Biblical Worldview course. And today we're going to be dealing with chapter 2, which is entitled A Divided World. And the objectives are, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verses from memory, explain how the world was divided into various language groups, explain how this division led to the formation of various people groups, and describe how people groups formed nations. Now, your key verse is going to be found in Genesis 11, 6 through 7. And it says, "And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. So go to, let us down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." Introduction. Now, in the previous chapter, you learned of the creation of the world and mankind. And you also learned of the fall of man into sin, as Adam and Eve began to reproduce and have children. These new additions to the human race were born with a basic sin nature, and man was no longer good as God had created him. His natural thought and action patterns had become evil. So for a while, men and women lived together in one big extended family. But eventually the world became divided into various languages, people groups, and nations. So you learned of one division of the world in the last chapter, the division between the natural and spiritual worlds, but there are other divisions in the world today, and the world is divided into different nations, cultures, and languages, and the Bible explains how these divisions came to be. First off, we have the pattern of sin. In Genesis 4, 1, 6 through 4, it describes the pattern of sin as it began to spread throughout the world. Before proceeding with this lesson, you might want to read the chapters in the Bible. In these chapters, we learn about the first murder, the first lie, and how wickedness of men grew until every thought as well as action was evil. Finally, the whole world was so sinful that God said in Genesis 6, 5 through 6, he said he saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Now, because of the rapid growth of sin, God decided to destroy the earth with a flood, but he saved one righteous man, Noah, and his family. You can read the story of Noah and the flood in Genesis chapter 6, verses 8 through 9. After the flood, Noah's family began to reproduce. Almost immediately, the pattern of sin reoccurred. So now we have the Tower of Babel. Now, to this point in time, the inhabitants of the whole earth were still like one big extended family. In Genesis 11, 1, it says, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech." And there was no division of languages or cultures. Nations did not yet exist because man was totally united in language, culture, and custom, and he was able to do great things. Now, this united group of people decided to build a great tower, one so tall that it would ascend right into heaven, into God's presence, and they wanted to make a great name for themselves. And you could read about the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Now, God knew that with such a unity of language and culture that nothing would be impossible to these men, so God confounded or confused their language. We find that in Genesis chapter 11, verses 6 through 7. "And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have one language, and this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and therefore confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So this was the origin of various divisions of languages of the world. Because people could not understand each other, the building project of Babel was stopped. And in Genesis chapter 11, verse 8, it said, "So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city." So people began to come together with those whom they could talk, and they organized in groups or tribes of people speaking the same language. As these groups grew, they moved to different areas of the world. Then these people groups became divided from one another, not only because of language, but because of geographic conditions. Great mountains and seas eventually separated them. Eventually, these separated groups began to develop in different ways of doing things. They developed distinct cultures and customs. They also developed various religions and worshiped different gods. Over a period of time, these groups grew into great masses of people who organized into nations, and they set geographic boundaries for their territories and political and legal systems to govern their residents. This is how the world came to be divided into many nations with differing languages, cultures, and customs. Now, the world today consists of seven major land masses surrounded by water. These land masses are called continents. The names of the continents are North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and Antarctica. Each of these continents is divided into various nations composed of different people groups, and each nation has its own government and legal system for controlling what occurs within its boundaries. Within the nations, there are other divisions. The nation may be divided into states or provinces, and people within the nations are also divided into various tribes and people groups. And many people of our divided world have never heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they do not know about the one true God, and they do not have God's word written in their own language. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and please do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.